It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. We're excited. Our friends from Dawes are joining us for a live session. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
You know we love having you here. It's almost a year to the day when you supported us in our second benefit concert with Jackson.
And that was so fun.
And we really do appreciate that and everything Dawes does. So why don't we hear some Dawes music, and then all we'll right. talk about all things Dawes live on cool. KCSN.
Grab your cigarettes and follow me out of the living room, and I'll get drunk enough to tell you how I feel about the men you love and how they all seem to get the best of you. 'Cause if I don't say these things, you know someone will. If that look in your eyes as I slowly go through the evidence gives any insight into the void you can't get filled, then your heart is bigger than any that I've come up against. And if nobody's loved you enough, I know now someone will. Stay as clear as I need it to, or that my words take on the nature of a drill to be set against the frozen sea inside of you. 'Cause if I don't tell you I'm falling in love, then someone will. Someone will, and maybe someday you'll be listening. But I could be just as indeed me up until the guy you say you're looking for sounds like the kind of guy I wanna be. But if you just want someone to hold you right now, well then someone will. It's a night like this in the quieter parts of Los Angeles, when you think you see the outline of the beast up in the hills. You might be sitting beside the only person that you could face it with. But if you don't want me after tonight, someone will. I have to believe that someone will.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are graced by the presence of Dawes right here on the radio station. Taylor, Griffin, Tay, and Wiley are here. Welcome back to the radio station, guys.
It's nice to be back.
We cheated. Taylor and I cheated a little before we started the session, and I asked, you let off the album Stories Don't End with the song From a Window Seat, and it obviously was some social observation. You were watching what was going on around you, and I asked the question of you now, I asked then, and I repeat it again now, how has the picture been of the evolution of Dawes over the last couple of years? You know, you went into it, started off, and how has it gone? Has it gone according to plan? Are there things that have changed? Have there been experiences that are greater, worse than, or all of the above?
It's always, I guess it's always all of the above. I mean, we feel so lucky and so grateful to be playing our music and being able to just play our music, because, you know, a lot of great musicians aren't afforded that. So, I mean, two years ago, three years ago, we didn't know exactly where it would all be. But, you know, it's always a relative experience. You know, you see some bands just kind of shoot off like a comet or something, you know, watching a great band like Alabama Shakes kind of just overnight become huge, as they deserve. And then other bands that take a lot longer, and we kind of end up being the latter.
and sometimes, you know, we've had artists, including the Alabama Shakes, come in here, and they're surprised by that quote unquote overnight success. But we've also had other what we'd call legacy artists talk about sometimes it's the intention of a band that, you know, they're not trying to write that necessarily song to be a sink or to be a top pop single. They're writing for a career. I would assume that's the mindset of Dawes, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just a kind of a ball game that we don't play. You know, we wouldn't like to have a song like that, but it's just not the way that I write songs. It's not the criteria I have in mind when I write songs. As much as I've tried to concern myself with it in the past, it ends up kind of just going back to just kind of what feels good at the moment. And then all of a sudden I'll look back and think, oh, that song, that's the third song in a row that doesn't have a chorus or something like that. So when we hear what, you know, the big radio bands are and all that stuff, it's just sort of, it's a skill set that we've never been particularly too concerned with, as much as we admire it and respect it when we are like witness to it. Yeah, there was a hero of ours, a road manager, who told us, don't ever have a hit single to ruin your career. I don't know how true that is, but it's a funny thing to hear.
Well, it is. There is a certain amount of danger in this era of so much media, in which when you do get one of those ubiquitous hits, that it saturates the culture so intensely.
Yeah.
Be it video views, be it, you know, online, be it everywhere, pop radio playing it a million times a week. That sometimes it does cause some people to get quote unquote tired of a band quicker than they should.
Yeah, and it's something all of a sudden for a band to live up to. Every band has something to live up to, but when it's a hit, like you said, ubiquitous single, that all of a sudden that's where the bar's at. Whereas when you're a band like us that's put out three records that we've been able to stay on tour, we've been able to play, you know, in relatively full rooms, we've been able to have a solid fan base all around the country, and you know, it's, we're not like a particularly huge band, but we're able to make a career out of it. And the whole thing that we have to live up to is just continuing to make records that we feel expressed by. And so that's a huge gift, really. And you know, if all us bands have to someday live up to a big hit single, it sounds like a challenge that is exciting in its own way. And you look at the examples of bands that truly have maintained once they reach a certain level, there's just innate respect there for that kind of work ethic. Like when you look at a Tom Petty, or when you look at even like a Red Hot Chili Peppers or something, where it's like they achieve some sort of some position in rock stardom, and then found a way to live under the pressure and operate under the pressure, and it's something to behold.
Well, I will say that the songwriting has never ever been in question when it comes to Dawes. In fact, the songwriting is universally praised and is really gaining great, great, great critical acclaim. And that's not just not coming from us and our appreciation of KCSN of your writing, but, you know, I'm a guy who, when I go and read up on Dawes, one thing that is always heralded is great songwriting. So you got that going for you, kid, which is nice. Well, speaking of songwriting, why don't we listen to another one?
All
and
right.
Then we're going to come back, because you touched on the touring, and every, you know, you've toured with a lot of people where I'm sure you picked up at least a pointer or two in the last year or two. So we'll get into that more as we continue with Dawes Live on 88.5 KCSN.
All my mornings start with the alarm clock. Every dream gets stopped before the end. And with each bit I remember, the more the details run together. And I'm left with a message I don't comprehend. I lost contact with the great beyond again. And as I stare over my breakfast and out into the street, I find that sorrow I've been chasing way too often. That the man that stands in front of you is not the sum of all his dreams, but I'm hoping they've got something in common. I'm hoping they've got something in common. The way that love attacks and then surrenders. The things I mean the most when I say her name. And if he ever speaks of me casually, I hope he does so carefully. 'Cause when you've loved somebody, everything's to blame. I don't want her to ever feel ashamed. And all my best kept secrets are the ones I didn't know I had, so I couldn't even tell her if I wanted. That the way that she remembers me is not the way I really am, but I'm hoping they've got something in common. I'm hoping they've got something in common. I'm hoping they got something in common. Something he won't see. I need to stop giving suggestions and just illuminate the questions. That seems much more accurate to me. To keep the frame as wide as it can be.
It's Dawes. Live in session here on 88.5 KCSN, and we're so glad to have the guys back in studio. We talked earlier about it's almost a year to the day when they played our second benefit concert. It's funny. We kind of think of, as Dawes goes, we measure the station's growth by Dawes' growth here in the market. it's something we set ourselves to, and your label's aware of this. We said, you know what, it's our intention to make Dawes step onto the stage of either the Forum or the Staples Center, whichever, you know, is the better deal at the moment when it comes. It'll be we'll feel like we've served our purpose when you guys are headlining one of those two aforementioned venues.
All right.
So
we're going to hold you to that.
And then, you know what? I want you to, because we need something to drive us. And that's a serious promise, by the way. Speaking of touring, one thing I do know is over the last year, you guys went out on some great tours with some great bands. Highlights, memories, the things you learned, things you learned not to do.
I guess there's something to learn from any artist situation, you know. Watching Mumford and Sons really like taught us a lot about how to handle 15,000 people at once. Not only in playing for their audiences, but watching their set. And watching the energy, watching the communal quality, getting people involved, and I think that was a really rich experience for us. And then to go from that to going out for a month, opening for Bob Dylan, and
I heard you Bob had you come on his bus and do the whole tour, and he was asking you songwriting tips. Is that true?
Yeah. Nope.
No,
didn't okay. happen this time.
So that was just a rumor.
He must have missed me. that was, you know, getting to watch someone that you could argue is the father of all songwriting for anyone that's in the game at this point, do his thing every night and play songs that, go over his entire career. It was truly amazing to see how he will continue to reinvent versions,
right?
I believe personally that the way his voice sounds now is not on account of just some sort of like damage or anything. I think it's he's always, you know, from day one through the years, he's always had different voices. He's always come up with new ways to get his material out there, be it his voice on Nashville Skyline, his like intense soul singing on like Rolling Thunder Review, and then obviously like the earlier Woody Guthrie folk sounding, and then I mean, just through the years, it's been several different voices, and so it's really a trip to hear all the material like through how he's representing himself now. It's not sort of like, well, I'm going to try to do what people want of me. I want to be the Bob Dylan that they came to see. It's more like I'm going to be the Bob Dylan that I am today, and take it or leave it. And that's truly admirable as an artist.
Well, you know, I know that Petty and the Heartbreakers literally backed them on a tour and asking them a question that I'll ask you. Was he discernible in any way? And even they said, well, we think we know what we know about Bob, but we're not sure. Did you get any sense of you know, were you able to observe, and I'm sure you were looking for all the right reasons, at how he handled himself both on and off the stage. Did you get any sense of Bob himself?
No, he's kind of he was like Bob Dylan the abstraction off stage and on stage, at least for us, you know. I think a lot of that comes from just sort of his own just maintaining himself.
He's an enigma.
Yeah, if when we're all that age, if we've been hounded our whole lives about you know, being this messenger. I mean, he seems to be like, you know, he deserves his privacy more than most people.
Right.
So we sort of witnessed, we would see that and sort of would understand, like, he, you know, he doesn't need me to tell him how much he means to me anymore. I'm sure that conversation I can understand why that would be a little bit, just unnecessary at this point.
Well, yeah, he let you set foot on his stage.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, you got something going for you to make that happen, right?
Yeah, and on the last day, he actually, like, while he was walking to his bus, he turned off to come up to me and say that, He was like, that last ballad you guys played, it's a great song.
Well, there you have it. So validation. Everything else is gravy from here on in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, talk about a high point. I guess that's pretty good. Now, why don't we hear another one? You want to play one more?
Yeah.
And then I want to ask you a couple of things about the upcoming show.
Because
we really do. As much as we love talking about the purity and celebrating music together, Dawes got to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 88.5 KCSN and Dawes live in session.
Buckle in my seatbelt and plug my headset in a chair. To the music I watch flight attendants move. They are pointing out the exits, but it looks more like a prayer or an ancient dance their bloodline reaches through. These planes are good for sifting through the warriors from the men. I get time to sit and watch them for a while. You could see everywhere they're going and everywhere they've been, and how they look out at the clouds each time they smile. And I think maybe he's in town for someone's birthday, or maybe he makes trouble everywhere. As much as he resists the conversation between the rivers and the freeways, he knows it's always there. As the Northwest Passage sits somewhere below me as I sleep, I dream of captains and explorers eating boots. When I ask if I can join them, and they offer one to me, I wake up as my home comes into view. So I reach down for my notebook to see what impressions could be spun. But it's just buildings and a million swimming pools. So I leap back through the pages to see where I've come from, or for some crumbled map of what it's leading to. Between the rivers and the freeways, he's somehow always asking them for help. Thank you. birthday. Oh, maybe I make trouble everywhere, but as much as he resists the conversation between the rivers and the freeways, I know it's all.
KCSN, a great live session being performed today by Dawes. Welcome home, guys, first of all.
Thanks.
I know you've been out on the road. It's probably great. You don't have to wake up and ask yourself. Well, maybe you're waking up and asking yourself where you are. You don't recognize your surroundings at home anymore.
It sure has been a long time, but yeah, it's really nice to be back.
Well, the countdown begins officially right now to Friday, December 13th. When you're going to be playing at the Wiltern. As we said, you know, we start out here. Echoplex was the first time
right.
Mr. Shovel got together with you when he was over at Indy 103.
Right.
Then we go to the Fonda. Now we're going to the Wiltern. And so the countdown has begun for folks to get their tickets to see Dawes and give them their deserving hometown welcome when we have them perform at the Wiltern Theater on Friday, December 13th. From here on in, every hour at the top of the hour, you will hear us talking about the Dawes Show at the Wiltern.
Oh, right on.
Well, not really, but but a lot. You can count on that. Once again, you know you guys are our pals. You know we got your back, and we can't wait to hear more in the future and have you back again and again on an annual basis.
Well, we'd love that.
You got it. It has been Dawes, live in session. And again, because it is close to the top of the hour, Friday, December 13th at the Wiltern. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Thank you, Dawes, for stopping by KCSN.
Right on, man. Thank you so much for having us.
You got it.